Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and the 2021 basketball season's here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week, and if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. First of all, Greg, I'd like to wish you and our great listeners a very Merry Christmas and a great holiday season.
Yeah, you too, Jim. And, of course, all the listeners out there as well, we wish the best for them. And thank you all for sticking with us during this crazy and then obviously abbreviated and strange 2020 Penn State football season. And it does not feel like it's about to be Christmas, Jim. It does not feel like this year is finally going to end. But the good news is that it is, and I think we're all thankful for that, and thankful that we have a lot of Penn State football to talk about this week, even though the Lions aren't going to a bowl game.
We sure do, and even that big snowstorm didn't make it feel like Christmas season for you, Greg?
No, I just think it's time for 2020 to end, Jim, and everything feels a little bit off, whether it's the fact that it's bowl season in college football, whether it's the fact that you know, there's almost a time for the NFL playoffs, whether it's the idea that the NBA is starting up again, I think, this week. I mean, it's been a weird year. Nothing feels like it's quite in the spot that it's supposed to be. But, hey, we got through it, and that's what counts.
We sure did. But we still have a bit of 2020 to talk about, specifically the Penn State win over Illinois last Saturday. I still have some questions. And I want to start with this, Greg. Why does this team always seem to start so slow on defense? That's been the case all year. They've gotten through it these last several weeks with wins, but even through their losing streak and now through the winning streak, that seems to be the case.
Yeah, I don't understand it, Bob. And it's not there. Jim. I was thinking of something that Bob Flanders had said after the Penn State game. He had brought up this same exact idea that he doesn't understand why Penn State can never get on the field and really thrive in the first quarter and first half of games. And, you know, the more I thought about it between then and obviously now talking to you here for the show today, is that, you know, that is one of the many things James Franklin has to evaluate with Brent Pry and with this defensive coaching staff during the offseason. Jim, doesn't it feel like for the last couple of years, I feel like if you went back and pulled audio files from shows over the last couple of years, we probably would have talked about, Dustin and I, the slow starts on defense or bad tackling from the defense or poor pass defense from the defense. I mean, we just feel like we're talking about the same things over and over and over again when this team struggles. And I know that maybe there's some recency bias, obviously being 0-5 and down Micah Parsons and all that sort of tints the way you view this defense and this team as a whole in 2020. But, you know, it just feels like we keep talking about the same things year in and year out. And we're told during the offseason that these things are fixed and that they did a lot of self-scouting and that they understood why the, you know, some of the problems were present and they know how to fix those. And then they get out on the field, Jim, and that doesn't seem to be the case. And slow starts are certainly something that's plagued them in the past. And, you know, obviously there's been a tale of two halves at times where they've played really well to start and then have struggled mightily to close games, especially against the better teams. But yeah, it almost feels like, you know, again, one of the things that I know I've said before on this show is that one of the frustrating things when you listen to James Franklin and his coaches talk sometimes is that you hear them talk about how a team imposed its will and its game plan Bryant on Penn State. And you never really hear the inverse of that. You never hear another team say, yeah, they had a great plan and we didn't know what to do with it. It's always Penn State saying, yeah, they had a great plan and we didn't know what to do with it. And they weren't able to fix it until they got in the locker room at halftime. So that's one of the things that confuses me and I think has to be a part of the evaluation process this offseason. I'm not saying there must be coaching staff changes or will be coaching staff changes or whatever, but I think the conversations at least have to be had. This is the most tenured part of James Franklin's staff, and you can make the argument in a lot of ways that it's maybe one of the more underperforming units. So I just think there's a lot to figure out there. I know the numbers have looked good overall, especially over the last four games here, but I think there's more than just the numbers to consider this year. I think you also have to keep in mind the fact that, again, a lot of these problems Penn State is having are ones that we've talked about over and over again over the
Are you, Greg, able to put your finger on anything, identify something that they do differently when things get better? So in this Illinois game, Illinois racked up the yards, the touchdowns like crazy in the first quarter, but after that they were shut down completely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just takes them too long to make adjustments. I also think the other thing is that they struggle a lot to figure out team scripted plays. Teams, for whatever reason, can come out on Penn State and have a script ready, Jim, of 15, 20 plays, and it almost always knocks Penn State right on its butt. Now, I know James Franklin said a couple of times the particular problem this week was that they planned all week for Brandon Peters to play, and when Isaiah Williams started, they weren't really expecting that, and that kind of messed things up for them. So, you know, if you want to look at it from that perspective and say, you know what, okay, fine, you had a change of quarterback, you didn't see coming, and that really kind of threw you it for a loop. You know what? Okay, but it doesn't. I mean, it's not like it. You know, they were expecting. It's not like they were expecting Brandon Peters to start, and they got Joe Montana instead. I mean, Isaiah Williams is mostly a guy who's going to move the pocket. And Jim, he didn't have to do that because there were guys running wide open. And Penn State's linebackers have been the biggest disappointment for me this year. I don't know if Micah Parsons just hit all the problems last year from when the younger guys came in or what, but that's probably the most disappointing group for me this season, Jim. It didn't really feel like it got better. I know Brandon Smith looked better down the stretch, and he was able to make some more plays in space. He also messed up some plays in space. But, overall, it just seems like whatever they do all week watching film doesn't really translate to the field during the first quarter. I mean, every now and again it will, but for the most part, it just doesn't. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what they're doing that gives teams such an edge early on, but it's there. I mean, it's impossible to deny, Jim. You know, it's there pretty much week in and week out in some way, shape, or form. So, yeah, I think that's probably the biggest disappointment is that, you know, there's a lot of things that, again, keep popping up over and over consistently. And at some point, you have to sit down and say, why is that the case? So, in terms of something you can put your finger on, Jim, it just seems like, again, they struggle when it really comes down to the idea of doing to the other team what the other team does to it, which is put a game plan in place, execute it really well, and kind of blow you off the line of scrimmage.
All right, let's go to a more positive aspect. Has this team found the right formula for using two quarterbacks now going forward into next season?
Yeah, I still have a hard time thinking that is sustainable, Jim. But you know what? If teams are not going to stop Will Levis when he comes in on 3rd-and-4, 3rd-and-3, 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1, whatever. And I mean, everyone knows what's going to happen. It's not like it's a great secret, right? I mean, it's not like, you know, Penn State is doing some, you know, amazing offensive play or offensive set or anything like that. I mean, he's going to run. We're going to beat you in the trenches. Penn State's offensive line, for the most part, has. And, you know, so it goes. But I just, you know, again, I talked a lot about this. I know some of our listeners don't agree. But, you know, the whole idea of playing 6 and 7 offensive linemen, you know, when you don't have 5 starters, you just don't have 5 quality players that you believe in. And this quarterback thing kind of feels the same way going into 2021. Again, I understand that the fact that you know, they had so many injuries at running back. Maybe they just feel like Will Levis is the most the best option there. The guy they trust to hold on to the ball, get a couple of yards, and that's that. But I don't see how that works long term. And maybe with John Lovett coming in, the Baylor, former Baylor back who had a Penn State offer back in 2017, played a handful of years for the Bears. Now he transfers into Penn State. I don't know if you and Dustin got to talk about that, Jim, but you know, maybe he becomes the guy who can be your reliable short yardage back. You get Noah Cain back. Obviously that will make an impact as well. But you just don't see the teams that are playing for the college football playoff using two quarterbacks. I don't think that's sustainable going into the new year. I think you need one of those guys to step up, or you have to go find someone in the transfer portal. You know, if someone's going to ask about Christian Vayu, I just don't see how a guy who missed his entire senior season is going to come in and be ready to compete for the starting job. They didn't really give Taquan Roberson a shot this year, which a lot of people want to blame James Franklin for that. I would just say this. They see practice every day. If he was lighting the world on fire in practice, Jim, they would have given him a shot in a game if they felt like it was going to help them win. You know, Micah Bowens is obviously a guy who's got some growing to do before he's ready to play. So I don't know. I mean, you look at Sean Clifford's stat line from last Saturday, 16 to 22, 285, two touchdowns. I think you would take that most weeks. But the problem is, he had another turnover. That's an issue that continues to pop up over and over and over again. And if he can't solve that, and even if he can solve that, I just don't know if he's the guy that can get you over the hump and back where you want to go, which is, of course, back in that New Year's Six and college football playoff conversation. So we'll see. He's obviously gotten the one, but I just think that whole two quarterback system is just not something I can envision working throughout the entirety of the 2021 season.
I'm not sure when they bring Will Levis in for a new series, you know, what you're seeing there, what you're doing differently. However, those short yardage situations, that I don't have a problem with. If you recall, this short yardage situation has been a bugaboo for Penn State for quite a while, where everyone say, hey, how come you can't go under center and do a quarterback sneak for that last yard? Well, in a way now, with Will Levis coming in, it seems to me they've solved that short yardage situation. So if it works, stick with it.
Yeah, they have for this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that they have solved that riddle for the 2020 season. But, you know, Jim, once tape is out there on that, is that going to continue to be something that's as reliable as it was all of this season? And I don't know that answer. We won't know until next year. But, you know, the biggest problem that a lot of backups have is that once there's tape on them, they're more easily figured out. That would be my biggest fear about that going into 2021.
I would have the fear of you play a better team where you can't dominate the line of scrimmage, but that's when I think it becomes important that you vary it a little bit with Will Levis. Let teams know that he's also a threat to throw the ball or do something different. All right, that is it for quarter number one. And quarter number two, we're going to talk recruiting. Stick with us.
The 2021 basketball season is here, and to celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.